Hello, listeners. Welcome to episode number 5 of The Relatable Realtor, where we are always for real about real estate. This is your host, Amelia Lipsky, and today I want to talk to you guys about some different ways you can market yourself as a new real estate agent. But first, let's talk about last week. So as every single real estate agent should be doing every week, I continued to attend networking events and touch those in my database through coffee dates, volunteering, sending postcards, and more. I also got to enjoy the amazing flexibility of being a realtor and visit some of my family that came into town. Also, I finished my last week of training at my brokerage, learning more about the different platforms and softwares that we use, and even got the chance to create a business plan with my goals for this year and exactly what I need to do to reach them. It was officially my 4th week as a realtor, and it was great. All right, let's jump into how to market yourself. The first and probably one of the most used forms of marketing yourself as a real estate agent is social media. It may seem kind of obvious, but the most common platforms used are typically Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitter, and maybe YouTube, depending on the agent. Personally, I have found that Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook work the best for my marketing strategy. Now, before I dive into social media marketing, I want to break it down into 2 different strategies that I have recognized from observing other realtors' social medias and my own. Quick reminder, this is my opinion, not a fact, but rather what I've learned so far through my experiences as a real estate agent. Okay, so I think there are 2 ways to run your social media. Specifically, there's like 2 different goals in mind on what you want to gain from your social media accounts. The first is simply to use your accounts as a stranger lead generation tool. What I mean by stranger is that you are using your social media to reach as many people as possible, most being people you don't know and don't know you, to then generate as many leads as possible. This way can typically take a really long time to truly be beneficial, but once it does, it can be insanely profitable. As an example, there is a Tampa realtor with a little under 25K followers, which is a huge following. She had actually posted at the end of 2024 that she was able to sell a little under 16 million in volume, all thanks to Instagram. So like I said, this strategy can be extremely profitable once it's achieved. But what does that actually look like? Well, this realtor and others that have the same strategy are posting many, many times a day to work towards gaining followers that will hopefully then turn into leads. They may post things about the real estate market or the specific location they live in, like fun things to do or upcoming events and things like that. Either way, they post a lot. A lot every single day, and they stay very consistent, spending a good amount of time on their social media to grow a large following that then generates their sales. The plus side of this strategy is that it's mostly free, and like I said, it can be hugely profitable, but a downside is that it's not easy to reach that level of following. Even with consistent posting, it can sometimes still never reach a large enough following for it to be that profitable. So quick review, social media strategy 1 is to reach as many strangers as possible and then turn those into leads to turn those into sales. Now, strategy 2 is what I am striving to build my social media around and what many of the individuals I've met in my brokerage seem to do as well. It follows more of the ninja selling technique, and it also should not be your only or even your main form of marketing and lead generation. It is a supporting form. This strategy focuses on reaching those that already know you. So if you follow my Instagram at amelia.tampa.realtor, you may notice that I have way less than 25K followers. This is because I'm striving to reach only those that know me. This social media strategy then serves as another way of touching those in your database. It's a tool used to remind them that you're an agent, you're a professional in real estate, and if they have someone or themselves need help, you are the one at the top of their mind. Therefore, I post some fun videos about Tampa, updates about my podcast, open houses I host, and some other real estate advice or updates. I don't post a ton of things every single day because I'm simply using my social media as a tool to continuously remind those in my database that I am their realtor and here for anything that they might need in real estate. I would love to cover how to build your social media using this strategy in a different episode if that's something you guys think would be interesting. But for now, two social media strategies, one that focuses on reaching a large number of strangers and one that's more geared towards having a smaller crowd with greater intention and relation. Now, what is another marketing tool agents use? Another way to market yourself as a new agent that I think can really go a long way is through the mail. Before we talk about what mail to send, I want to make it so clear that handwritten letters are way more meaningful than a pre-printed one. So some examples of ways you can use mail to market yourself. Well, one of the first things that I did as a new agent is send postcards to all of my neighbors that say, "Hey, I'm your neighbor and I'm also a real estate agent. I'd love to help you with any of your real estate needs." I created my postcard on Canva. I had them print it, which was really easy and pretty cheap. And then I left a blank spot on the back of them for me to write a handwritten note on each card. I think this goes a really long way because we've all gotten those realtor cards in the mail from some random person that were pre-printed and we probably threw them all out. But a card from your neighbor that is handwritten and hand addressed grabs your attention a little bit. Another way to use the mail is simply by sending greeting cards to those in your database. If there's an occasion, you can send them Christmas, New Year, birthday, get well soon, thinking of you, congrats, or whatever that looks like. Or you can simply just send them a handwritten note telling them about what you've been up to, checking in on them, maybe saying you'd like to get together, or you were just thinking about them. Whatever the card says is up to you. But either way, a handwritten and hand-addressed card in the mail does not go unnoticed and can truly make you stand out as a new agent. All right, what's another marketing tool? This next form of marketing is simple, and I like to call it walking marketing. Literally, it is you. As a real estate agent, you are always working. 100% of the time, you are clocked in and on the job because you may meet someone at the grocery store, the dog park, the gym, wherever that could turn into a relationship, that could then turn into a lead, that could then turn into a sale. So as an agent, you are walking marketing for your business. But what are some specific ways you can spark conversation with these people easier? Well, this past week, my brokerage gave me my name tag and I have worn it everywhere. If I'm going for a walk or grabbing some groceries, I always wear it. I can tell you that I have already had two people ask me about it, and it has been less than a week. One of them was a worker at Jersey Mike's while making my sub. So you literally never know when you may meet someone that could change your business. Another way to market yourself while simply enjoying your everyday activities is by wearing realtor shirts, hats, or sweatshirts, or anything along those lines. It can encourage someone to ask, "Oh, you're a realtor," and then the conversation just goes from there. In Tampa, the most dog-friendly city ever, you could even buy your pup a realtor bandana. That would absolutely spark conversations. Anything you can find that would bring up real estate would be beneficial to you and your business. Overall, the best thing you can do for your business as a walking marketing material is to make an effort to truly connect with people in your day-to-day life. Instead of rushing to the self-checkout line, maybe spark conversation with a checkout worker, or don't sit on your phone at the dog park, but meet the other people that are there. Small and intentional changes like that can grow your business faster than many, many of the other marketing efforts. And it's 100% free. All right, what are some of the other ways to market yourself? Before we wrap up, I want to quickly touch on some other ways that real estate agents market themselves. An obvious one is business cards. These are great and used by pretty much everyone, so they're not super unique. But there are electronic business cards, which I definitely recommend, since most of the time paper cards get thrown out or they get lost. So this can really help you stand out. Another obvious marketing tool used by most agents is a website. I won't go into too much detail about this since it could literally be an episode of its own, but I think it's really, really important to have a little biography about yourself on your website that will help you be remembered. Like, what do you like to do? What makes you different? Whatever, just something that will stick in the minds of people. Another way many realtors continuously touch those in their database and market themselves is through email. This could be a monthly newsletter or emailed greeting cards or anything along those lines. Finally, some other more obvious ways to market yourself are through things like flyers, gifts, calendars, coupons, recipe books, online campaigns. You can do signs, open houses, cold calling, of course. Your current listings are a great way to market yourself. Doing partnering or sponsorships with other local brands, and even billboards once you get to the point in your career. But all right, what's the bottom line? Well, each marketing tool has the right time and way to be used, and each can help you grow your business significantly and help you stand out from other realtors if they're done correctly. I am so excited to see how each of you market yourselves and shine so bright using your creativity and uniqueness. Remember to come back next Tuesday for a very special episode and follow me on all my socials at Amelia.Tampa.Realtor. Thank you for listening to The Relatable Realtor with Amelia Lipsky, where we are always for real about real estate. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.